قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Say, He is Allah the One, Allah the Eternal, Absolute. He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is none comparable to Him.
The more he called them to submit to the one and only God, the more enraged the tribal chiefs became. What? They said. Has he made all our gods into one God? This is a strange thing indeed. What was even more surprising to them was that these miraculous new words, the passages of the Quran, were coming to a man whom they knew was unlettered. Never had Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned to read or write, a skill that only a few could claim amongst the Arabs at that time. So how then were these words, so matchless in their beauty and articulation, coming to him? The chiefs of the Quraysh, the most influential tribe in Mecca, became more and more enraged. However, at one of their council meetings, they decided to ask the Prophet's uncle and guardian, Abu Talib, to mediate, to try and stop him from calling people away from their customs and the religion of their forefathers. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard this, was emotionally moved because of the love and affection he felt for his dear uncle. But his answer was calm and clear. By Allah, if they place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, I would never abandon this course until Allah makes it victorious, or I die therein. Slowly, one by one, the number of Muslims grew under the guidance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This first noble group of believers followed the way of righteousness and submission. Their love for the truth shone out, illuminating the dull paganistic society of that time. The pursuit of worldly gain, the main objective of earthly life and ambitions, was shunned in favor of the pursuit of eternal light and wisdom. Whoever follows a path to seek knowledge therein, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise.